Now, Lord, we're thankful for your goodness to us.
主啊,
We've talked about the weather, but the fact is, Lord, you're good to us, regardless of what the temperature is.
所以说啊,我们刚才谈到天气,就是说呢,您对我们是良善的,但是呢,不管怎么样,对我们都是好的。
And we remember that the description of the Lord Jesus Christ was, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
所以我们记得呢,主耶稣基督呢,他就是四处行善,然后医治那些被魔鬼压迫的人。
And we're thankful that he has gone about doing good to us. We thank you so much for that.
我们非常感恩,他也在我们身上行善,我们非常感恩。
And now, Lord, at the end of a day here in Vancouver and the beginning elsewhere, we pray that you'll just bless us today, help us to understand, and then help us to live your truth.
最主要我们今天呢,就是在温哥华这里,所以呢,还有其他人在其他地方,所以在我们学习的时候呢,求您帮助我们,帮助我们去理解,帮助我们去顺服。
So we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for drawing us together tonight. And we pray that you will bless us as we study your word.
我们感谢您的慈爱,感谢您把我们吸引到一起,我们的祷告,当我们学习您的话的时候呢,您会赐福给我们。
And we pray all of these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们呢,所有的祷告都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to see everyone this evening. Praise the Lord.
非常高兴看到大家,感谢赞美主。
So Ephesians chapter 5.
你带着一般的以弗所书第五章。
Last week we were, I guess I better give you a bit of a background summary. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Ephesians are all about the goodness of the Lord in our private life.
现在呢,就是跟大家讲一下这个前面的一个总结,就是说,以弗所书一到三节呢,就是所有的讲到呢,神的慈爱和他呢,在我们人生里所行的。
And then chapter 4, it focuses in on our privilege and responsibility in the local assembly.
第四章呢,开始讲到我们的这样的特权和我们的职责在当地教会里的。
And then chapter 4 and chapter 5 go on to discuss our responsibility in the world around us, and in particular in the family and in the workplace.
这个里面的第四章和第五章呢,开始呢,谈到呢,在我们周围的世界,特别是呢,讲到呢,在我们的家里,在我们的工作啊,场所。
And I find that order very interesting. Most of us would think that we would grow up better in the world, and then we would, having learned things in the world, we bring it into the assembly.
因为我认为这个非常有意思呢,大多数人认为呢,我们在这个世界里成长,成长长大,然后把世界的东西带到当地教会来。
But in fact, God's way is the opposite. We learn it in the assembly, and then we bring that great truth out into all the aspects of the world around us, including our family.
但是呢,在神的方式里面,这恰恰是相反的。我们在我们当地教会里学到东西以后呢,我们把它带出去,带到我们周围的社区,特别是包括在带到我们的家庭里。
And then, the other thing that's interesting is that there's much in chapter 4, the last half of chapter 4, much about our conversation.
在第四章里呢,最后的几节经文呢,谈到了很多关于我们的谈话。
And the same thing is true of the first half of chapter 5.
也同样的事情呢,也是谈到的类似的在那个第五章的上半部分。
And so the basic teaching there is that our first priority is to learn to control our tongue and to talk about the things that are important and not talk about other things.
也这个里面的第一件事情，我们学习的那是要控制我们的舌头，舌头呢，就是说是要交谈的是那些重要的事情，而不是去谈一些其他的事情。
You'll learn a lot about people just by listening to them talk.
所以你呢，就是光听人说话，你就能从他身上学到很多东西。
You will learn a lot about yourself by listening to what you talk about.
也同样呢，可以学到你自己，就是通过听你自己所交谈的事情。
And so the last part of chapter four and the first part of chapter five is really focusing much on the subject of our conversation.
就在第四章的下半部分和第五章的上半部分呢，大部分谈到的都是关于我们的谈话的。
Sometimes we just assume that what we speak about is almost an automatic thing.
所以有时候呢，我们就是说，就是假设我们自己说出来的东西都是自动说出来的。
But the Lord says, no, it shouldn't be just automatic. We should plan what we talk about. We should think about it. And we should work toward making sure that all our conversation is beneficial to the Lord and from the Lord.
就这个里面呢，就是主说呢，不是这样的。我们所有的谈话、说话，我们都是要通过周密的计划，要去思考。思考以后呢，就是说是我们交谈的东西呢，都是要是从主那里来的，也是对主来说是有益的。
So you'd basically end up saying, if you knew someone who talked a lot about everything else, but on Sunday morning for an hour, they talked about the Lord, you'd say, something's wrong with that life.
所以呢，你如果说是在星期天的上午呢，你听到一个人呢，他谈话的时候呢，谈了很多呢，除了主以外的事情，那么说呢，谈了大约1个小时，这样也没有谈到主，那么你说这个人的人生呢，肯定是有错误在里面。
Our responsibility is to be talking about the Lord all the time.
我们的职责呢，就是在所有的时间呢，都要谈论我们的主。
And the way that would be possible would only be if we were thinking about the Lord all the time.
所以这个里面唯一可能的方式呢，就是说我们在所有的时间呢，都要去思考我们的主。
So in your private life, you keep talking to the Lord all the time so that you're thinking about the Lord all the time. And when you open your mouth, you'll be talking about the Lord all the time as well.
所以你在私人的空间里，如果你一直呢，就是说去跟主呢在交谈，你一直去思考主，那么说呢，在你开始说话的时候呢，你就会自然的去谈论主。
Well, all that is a bit of an introduction. Let's go to verse number one of chapter five of Ephesians.
所以这是一点点的介绍，那么我们要开始学习以弗所书第五章的第一节。
Therefore, be followers of God as dear children.
对，那就说呢，所以你们该效法神，如亲爱的儿女一般。
It's interesting. Children love to follow the fathers.
也这是非常有意思的是呢，孩子们他们喜欢呢跟从父亲。
They go where he goes. They listen to what he says. They try to copy what he does. The children, by nature, children follow their fathers.
因为他们跟着他们的父亲走，不管他走到哪里，他父亲说话的时候，他们会去听。那么说呢，小孩子呢，他们试图呢模仿他。那么对小孩子来说呢，他是自然的实现去跟从他的父亲。
And so that is our responsibility to be following God as children follow their fathers.
所以呢，这就是我们自己的职责，我们要跟从神呢，就像孩子跟从父亲一样。
And then verse 2 says, we're to walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
第二节也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当做馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Now, it's amazing to me how this little word love keeps on cropping up everywhere in the Christian life.
你这个里面，在我对我来说是感到非常惊奇的，因为这一个小小的词呢，爱呢，在基督徒的人生里到处都会出现。
Our job is to love the Lord Jesus and let him love us.
我们的工作呢，就是去爱我们的主耶稣基督，让他爱我们。
We are to enjoy his love and then pass that on to others. Let him love others through us.
因为我们享受他的爱，然后呢，把这些爱呢传递给其他的人，来让主耶稣基督呢通过我们去爱其他的人。
It's a thrilling thing that the Christian life is really based on love.
你这个是非常令人兴奋的事情。那么基督徒的人生呢，它是基于爱之上的。
Business is based on competition.
你生意呢是在基于竞争。
The world apart from Jesus is based on pleasure.
所以呢，这个没有基督的这个世界呢，他们的是基于快乐上的。
The Christian life is based on love. Hallelujah.
你基督徒的人生呢，它是基于爱之上的，这是哈利路亚。
Now, it's interesting that verse 2 shows us the picture of a sacrifice to God and a sweet-smelling aroma.
有意思的第二节说呢，我们要把自己当做馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
So, how do we walk in love?
我们怎样在爱里行走呢？
Well, we walk in love the same way Christ walked in love.
所以我们呢，就是在爱里行走，就像基督在爱里行走一样的行走。
And the verse is saying that he walked in love in such a way that it was like a sacrifice to God that you would have got in the Old Testament.
你这个里面呢，就是说，是啊，这个里面第二章讲到的，第二节讲到的，他呢是这样去爱的，这样呢就像在旧约里面的那个把祭物献给神一样那样的爱。
So, if we lived in the days of Moses, we would have brought sacrifices like those Levitical sacrifices that we read in the book of Leviticus.
因为我们如果住在摩西那个时代呢，我们就是要带祭物，就像那些利未人的他们那样带祭物给神一样。
And so, if we did live there, we would bring a lamb, we would bring other offerings, we would bring them to the Savior, and we would say, Lord, this is my offering to you. I hope it smells good. I hope you rejoice in it.
你这个呢，如果我们真的住在那个年代呢，我们会带一只羔羊，或者带其他的祭物带到这里，我们带献给主。我们跟主说呢，我们希望这个对您来说是馨香的祭物，您呢会喜欢。
Well, we don't do that. How can we therefore offer a sweet smelling sacrifice to God?
因为我们现在不那么做，那么说呢？我们怎样可以把馨香的供物和祭物献与神呢？
And the answer is very simple. We live love toward our brothers and sisters.
答案是非常简单，我们呢就是基于对我们弟兄姊妹们的爱活着。
That's the standard of our life. That's what our life should be full of, sacrificing to God, just as it would be if we lived in the days of Leviticus and brought these sacrifices to the Lord.
因为这是我们在我们人类生活的标准，我们就是要把这个馨香的祭物呢带给那个神，就像呢在立位那个时代，立位人呢把那个馨香祭物带给神一样。
Now, what is the opposite of that?
那么这个的反面是什么呢？
Answer: fornication, verse 3, and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints.
你的答案是呢，至于淫乱，并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
In normal life, you can only love one direction at a time. If you love the Savior, you don't love the unsaved. Sorry, sorry, my brain died. If you love one person, you don't love the other. You can't love two at the same time.
因为在我们的正常的人生里面呢，就是说爱呢只有一个方向，它是唯一的。你只能爱一个人，你不可能同时爱两个人。And
the man who says, I love two women, probably is just lying. He loves himself.
所以那个时候呢，一个男人说他爱两个女人的呢，他有可能在撒谎，他爱的只是他自己。
So if we're going to be loving the Lord and the saints, then the evil associated with fornication, uncleanness, and covetousness, that is not to be there. That's the opposite. We must get rid of the one in order to bless the other.
这个里面呢，如果我们爱我们的主，爱我们的弟兄姊妹呢，那么说呢，这些淫乱并一切的污秽或者贪婪呢，在我们生活中呢，不可能一点都不可能有这样呢，就我们就说是才能证明我们的爱。But
it's interesting, these things are not even to be named. They're not to be in our discussion. We don't talk about bad morals. We don't talk about people who are involved in bad morals. We leave that out of our conversation. Don't talk about it.
所以这里非常有意思的是呢，是在这些坏事呢，连提都不要提。我们不要去谈那些不道德的东西，我们也不要去谈话中呢，在我们交谈过程中呢，也不要去谈那些污秽的东西。就是说，甚至这些东西呢，我们在我们所有的交谈中呢，提都不要提。
But if we're going to live in love, we're going to also have to stop, verse 4, filthiness, foolish talking, coarse language. These things are not fitting, but rather we should be giving thanks.
第四节继续说呢，淫词、妄语和喜笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
So, have you ever noticed that when you read the life of the Lord Jesus, you don't read any jokes?
因为你有没有注意到，当你读主耶稣基督的人生的时候呢，你从来没听过他讲笑话。
I don't know that the Lord Jesus ever told a joke.
我从来不知道主耶稣基督有没有讲过笑话。
There was a time when that disappointed me.
这个呢，有一段时间呢，让我感到失望。
Because I like a good joke.
因为呢，我喜欢讲好笑话。
But those are frivolous conversations, Harold. You want to talk about things that are far more important.
因为在这种海尔兰那些只是一些喜笑的话，你应该谈一些更重要的东西。So
turn your mind from those jokes that might entertain you, from foolish talking. Certainly turn away from coarse language and from bad things. Don't ever talk about them. But rather, what do you do?
因为就是说是不要去用那些喜笑的话，让你自己感到高兴的，更不要说一些淫词妄语。那么说呢，不说这些话的时候，你应该说什么呢？
You keep on saying thank you, don't you? Keep giving thanks.
你这样去说那些感谢的话，说谢谢你，对不对？
Learn to give thanks much to the Lord.
所以呢，要学会呢，就是说是要大量的感谢主。
We pray a lot. I'm not sure that we give thanks as much as we should.
我们祷告很多，但是呢，我不认为呢，我不确定我们是不是给了那么多我们应该说的感谢。
It's a good thing that we give thanks when we eat meals.
因为当我们就是说吃东西的时候呢，感谢是一件好事。
It encourages us, I'm going to say, it trains us to be thankful. That's a good thing.
因为就是说鼓励我们，我要说呢，就是训练我们要感恩，这是一件好事情。
Have you ever noticed in our world that more and more, so I better rephrase it. Have you ever noticed in our world, less and less do we hear people saying thank you?
你有没有听到呢？我们当今的世界呢，人们呢越来越少说谢谢呢。
I wonder sometimes if the reason isn't that they aren't as thankful as they could be, should be.
所以呢，就是说呢，我就奇怪他们呢，有时候呢，他们并不是说像他们那样的应该的感谢的那样去感谢。
It's true, isn't it? A child has got to be taught to say thank you.
那这个也是个事实，是不是？那个孩子呢，你要教他说谢谢你。
The Christian has got to be encouraged and he has got to be taught to say thank you, Lord.
原来主耶稣就基督徒呢，他应该也要去教导基督徒呢，说呢一直要说感谢您的主。
When I was a little boy, I was taught to say thank you. And when people said thank you to me, I was taught to say, you're welcome.
因为当我是个小孩子时候呢，他们教我说要谢谢。当人们跟我说呢谢谢你的时候，谢谢我的时候呢，我要说呢没关系。
Now I find it very strange, especially in the United States, you say thank you, and the response you'll often get is,
因为我现在发现非常奇怪，特别是在美国的时候呢，如果你说呢，对一个人说谢谢你，他说啊哈，
What does mean?
那啊哈是什么意思呢？
I don't know. You don't probably have it in Chinese, but we have it, unfortunately, in English.
所以呢，就是说我也不知道什么意思，你们在中文里可能没有这个词，那么说呢，不幸的是英文里也没有这个词的意思。
Other people, when you say thank you to them, they say, no worries.
所以呢，其他的人呢，如果你跟他说呢，谢谢你呢，他说不用担心。
What's that mean?
这什么意思呢？
No worries. I guess it means it isn't bad, but it certainly doesn't say it's good.
现在我不知道到底什么意思，但是呢，他不是那个那么坏，但是呢，确实呢，但是我很确定它不是一件好事。
You're welcome, says I did something that you're thankful for, and I want you to know that I enjoyed doing it. It was proper for me to do it.
因为呢，就是说，那没关系呢，就是说呢，我是要你知道，就是说呢，我做了一些事情呢，就是说呢，让你觉得你要谢谢我，那么呢，我很享受我能做一些事情呢，让你感到高兴。
So let me make a list then of the bad things that you could talk about and then the good things that you would respond just from these first four verses.
就是这四个经文里面呢，就告诉我们，就是说一些坏的事情你不应该去说，然后呢，一些事情呢，你要学会感恩。
You wouldn't talk about fornication or uncleanness or covetousness. You wouldn't talk about filthiness, foolish talking. Coarse language, you wouldn't talk about those things.
因为你谈话时候不会说呢，不会谈那淫乱的和污秽的和贪婪的，你也不会说淫词，你也不会说妄语，你也不会说嬉笑的话。
So, what would you talk about? Well, you talk about love, the love of God, and the love that you're living because God loves you.
那你应该谈什么呢？你应该谈爱，谈爱呢，神爱你，你在神的爱里活着的。
And the giving of thanks would be in your tongue. Probably say thank you to more than almost any other word you would use in the English language.
你这个里面，在你的人生里呢，一直要说谢谢。那么，就是有可能在你的人生里呢，就是你如果讲英语的时候呢，你讲的最多的一个词呢，应该是谢谢。
Would you like people to treat you even more nicely than they normally do?
所以你想不想让人们呢，就是他比平常对你呢要更好一点呢？
If they did something nice for you today and you said thank you, do you think the chances are they might do something nice for you tomorrow too?
所以，如果他今天对你做了一件好事儿，你就说呢谢谢你。那么说呢，你说呢，那明天呢，他再在你身上对你做好事的概率有多大呢？
But if you forget to say thank you, they might forget to live a life before you. That would make you say thank you. They might forget to do the good things.
因为如果你忘记了说谢谢他，那么他们在你面前呢，活出的一个生活呢，可能就是说是就是不会做一些让你觉得你要谢谢他的事情，他们也许。
Turn to the book of Ruth, please. After the book of Judges, before the book of Samuel, the book of Ruth.
我们翻到路德记。 那个德记呢？那么说，那就是说是在那个撒母耳记上面和在那个士师记的后面。
And just give me a moment to find the verses that I want to bring to your attention.
现在就给我一点时间，我能找出那些就是说是让你们引起注意的这样的经文。
This is Ruth chapter 2, and I want to read just verse 4.
也就是
Ruth chapter 2 and verse 4.
路德记呢，我要读的是第四节，第二
It
章。
says, Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem out to the field and said to the reapers, The Lord be with you.
这个里面的路德记第二章第四节，波阿斯从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿耶和华与你同在。
And they answered him and said, The Lord bless you.
”他们回答说：“呢，愿耶和华赐福于你。
Now, what kind of conversation would we often have under certain circumstances like that?
”所以呢，在这样的一种情况下，我们通常的谈话会是什么样子的呢？
Why, the man, he goes to the field, he could say, hi, how's it going?
现在那个人呢，他走到那个地里去，他应该说：“哎，hello，那个事情怎么样啊
And they might say, well, pretty good, how are you?
？”他们会说：“那很好呢，你好吗
And you sit back and you say, hang on, there's more to it than that.
？”你坐下想，那就等一会儿还有比这更多的事情呢。
Boaz comes and he says, The Lord be with you. Oh, you say, that's very nice. Thank you for encouraging me, the fact that the Lord could be with me.
在这个里面的博阿斯呢，那是愿耶和华与你同在。你说哦，这个挺好的，那我非常感谢那主可以与我同在。
And the people say to the boss, when they meet the boss, you say, the Lord bless you, boss.
所以呢，当人们碰到他们老板，你跟老板说，那老板啊，愿主赐福于你。
That's not the way people always speak to the boss.
这并不是说人们通常呢跟老板说话的方式。
Frankly, I would like to have a boss. If I were working, when I was working, I would like a boss who was like Boaz, who every time he saw me said, The Lord be with you, Harold.
因为这个人呢，坦率地说，那当我工作的时候呢，我以前也确实工作过。我希望有一个像博阿斯这样的老板，因为这个老板看见我的时候，那老板跟我说：“Harold，主与你同在。
And if I were had somebody working for me, and I said hello to them, I would like them to respond by saying, The Lord bless you, boss.
”所以这个里面呢，如果我有一些雇员，那就是说呢，当我跟他们说你好的时候呢，我愿他们说呢，老板愿主赐福于你。
Well, Boaz was a good man, and his employees were good employees. And frankly, the Book of Ruth is a good book. Wonderful things happen. I think in part because this man, Boaz, knew a lot about filling his mouth with the right things to say.
因为就是博阿斯呢，他是一个好的老板。我的老板呢，他经常呢跟他们说呢，那好的事情经常说呢，愿主与你们同在。坦率的说呢，那就是说是路德记是一本很好的书呢。既有一部分原因是因为那个博阿斯呢，他是一个经常呢把那个主呢放在嘴边的那样的一个人。
Go back now to chapter 5 of Ephesians and we'll take a look at verse 5.
我们回到那个以弗所书的那个第五章，我们现在要读第五节。
This says, For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
第五节说，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的、是污秽的、是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的，就与拜偶像的一样。
We don't talk about those bad things. We don't fill our conversation with those bad things because we know that none of them, people who talk about them and do those bad things, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow.
这个里面呢，我们就是说是不去谈论那些坏的事情，我们在人生中呢也不会去跟那些坏的事情有任何的关系，因为呢我们知道这些坏的事情和这些坏的事情有关系的人呢，在神的国里都是无份的，啊。
And the situation is so serious that many people will say it's not that bad.
所以呢，就是情况呢变得如此的严重。有些人说呢，可能没那么也坏。
And so verse 6 says, Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, that's the things listed in verse 5, because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
第六节说呢，不要被人虚妄的话欺骗，因为这些事呢，就是说是在第五节里谈到的，因为这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
So our conversation should be pure from those things, and we should others should know that it would be offensive to talk about them.
所以呢，我们的谈话呢要变得纯洁，里面呢不要有那些事情呢。如果也要让其他人知道，如果他们提到那些坏的事情呢，是对我们的冒犯。
I used to find when I was working in the large corporation. Many men around me would talk about those bad things.
也就是我就是注意到，当我还在工作一个大的公司工作的时候呢，在我周围的很多人呢，他们都在谈论那些事情。
Periodically, they'd be talking about them, and I would come into the room and I would hear some of that conversation.
因为呢，通常呢，他们在一个房间里谈论这些坏的事情的时候呢，我进入那个房间，听到他们在说。
And often they would apologize to me for saying such things.
所以通常呢，他们会为此呢说那些不好的东西呢，向我道歉。
Well, frankly, in retrospect, that was a good thing. I'm glad they did apologize to me. They should have apologized to the Lord, but at least they apologized to me.
因为坦率的说，我觉得这是一件非常好的事情呢。他们向我道歉，当然呢，他们应该向主道歉。但是呢，他们向我道歉，我也很高兴。
So, if the non-Christian knows it's wrong, how much more should the Christian make sure that he doesn't talk about those kinds of things?
因为就是说是，如果那个非基督徒的知道这些东西是错的，那么作为基督徒们来说，那我们岂不是更应该不要去谈论那些事情呢？
Verse 7, therefore, do not be partakers with them. Don't join in that type of conversation. Don't talk about it.
所以呢，第七节说呢，所以你们不要与他们同伙，就是说呢，就是说不要去谈论那些事情，不要加入他们。
Verse 8 says, For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
那就是从前你们是黑暗的，但如今你们在主的光里面行走，就当像光的儿女。
All right, so chapter 4 now, if you go back to chapter 4, this is what we all used to be, says, That we were having our understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that was in us, because of the hardening of our hearts.
Chapter four, which verse?
Verse 18.
Okay, 所以呢，我们可以回到那个，就是说是第四章第18节那时候呢，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝呢，都因自己的无知，心里刚硬。
So, these things that we've been talking about, that we've been mentioning, but don't talk about, those things were associated with the life of darkness. But the Lord has called us to a life of light, and therefore we talk about love, we talk about thanksgiving.
这个里面呢，这些事情呢，在我们人生里呢，我们就谈都不要谈，因为这些东西呢，他们属于黑暗的，属于黑暗的。那么说呢，主呢，把我们从黑暗里带到光明里面来，带到光明以后呢，我们要谈的什么呢？我们要谈的感恩，我们要谈的爱。
Now, verse 9 is very helpful. It says, For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
所以呢，第九节呢是非常令人欣慰的。他说呢，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
You fill your mouth with love and with love and thankfulness, and the result will be verse 9, that the fruit of the Spirit will be there because of the goodness, the righteousness, and the truth that is in you.
这个里面呢，你要在，就是说在你嘴里充满了爱，嘴里呢，就是说是你是充满了这样的，就是说是爱和感恩。那么说呢，第九节你说圣灵所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、真理。
Is the Spirit of God in the life a blessing?
人呢，在神的圣灵呢，在你人生里，是不是给你带来福气呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
How would you get the fruit of the Spirit of God in you? One thing to have him there. How do you partake of, how do you enjoy the fruit of the Spirit?
所以呢，你怎么样在你的人生里呢结出圣灵的果子呢？你知道圣灵在你里面，那么你怎样去享受圣灵所结的果子呢？
I told you that a long time ago, I had a fig tree growing in my backyard.
我这个很长时间跟大家讲过，就是说是在我的后院里种了一棵无花果树，
It was there for many years.
在那里呢种了很多年。
I never saw a fig.
我从来没有看到一个无花果。
The tree was there. It was a fig tree, no question about it. I just never saw a fig.
所以那个树在那里，毫无疑问的，那是一棵无花果树，但是只是我从来没见过果子。
One day I cut it down and threw it out.
那天呢，我就把它砍下来扔掉。
Now, the Spirit of God is in the life of the believer.
所以呢，就是说，就是那个神的圣灵呢，是在信徒的人生里。
But not always do we see the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Oftentimes, we wish we had fruit of the Spirit. We just don't see it.
但是呢，通常呢，并不是说在每一个人的人生里呢，都可以看到圣灵所结的果子，就是
Where
那。
does the fruit of the Spirit come from?
那么，这是圣灵的果子从哪里来的？
It comes from the life of goodness, righteousness, and truth. You fill your tongue with goodness, righteousness, and truth, and the fruit of the Spirit will start to grow in your life too.
在这个里面呢，就是说是圣灵所结的果子，就是一切的良善、公义、真理。你让你的嘴里充满了良善、公义、真理，那这样呢，圣灵自然在你的人生里就能结出果子。
And verse 10 says, proving what is acceptable to the Lord.
现在第十节说呢，查验何为主所悦纳的事情。
And you live this, and you will find that not only will you know what is acceptable to the Lord, but you will get what is acceptable to the Lord, and you will give to him what is acceptable too.
所以这个里面就是说是在你知道这样的事情呢，你按照这样做，你就不仅仅知道神是所悦纳的是什么，你同样呢也能够得到神所悦纳的是什么，你同样呢给出去的也是神所悦纳的。
Well, that's all good news. Keep your mouth full of the good stuff and away from the bad stuff, and the Lord will bless you.
所以这个就是都是好事情。他一直呢，就是说去讲那些好、善良的事情呢，不去讲那些坏的事情，主就会赐福你。
Now, verse 11 says, Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
第11节说呢，那暧昧无益的事情，不要与人同行，都要责备行这事的人。
That word fellowship is an interesting word.
所以这个呢，就是说是，相交是一个非常有意思的事情。
We use it often in relation to a Christian's relation to other Christians.
所以我们呢，通常呢这样去使用，就说是一个基督徒和另一个基督徒之间的关系。
Instead of saying, Where do you go to church? We like to say, where do you fellowship?
所以我们并不是说呢，你去哪一个教会，我们会说呢，你在哪里相交呢？
Anybody can go to a church, sit down in the building, and listen to a sermon and go home. That doesn't mean fellowship.
任何人呢都可以走进教堂里面呢，听一场讲道，坐在那里，然后回家。这个并不是相交的意思。
In the Bible, fellowship means you're friendly with people, you work with people, you play with people, you laugh with people, you cry with people, you have fellowship with them.
所以呢，在圣经里呢，就是相交这个词呢，就是你和人们呢，他们一起呢去交往，你和人们呢一起交谈，你们他们和他们一同喜笑，一同哭泣，一同就是做事。
But the world from which we came is a world of darkness, and the things that we should stop talking about in chapter 5 that we've been mentioning, those things we should not have fellowship with. Don't have fellowship with them. Have fellowship with the good conversation people.
这个世界呢，它是在黑暗里面的，就是在第五章前面你的谈到的呢，我们都是那些很多坏的东西。那么说呢，我们不要和世界里面的前面谈到那么多的坏的事情呢，有任何的关系，不要跟他们相交，我们要跟那些好的、良善的事情、好的交谈相交。
And the reason is verse 12, it's shameful even to speak about those things which are done by evil people in secret.
第二点的原因呢，提到呢，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
Don't speak about them. Don't learn about them. If you don't learn about them, it'll be harder to speak about them.
你不要去谈论那些事情，也不要去了解那些事情。如果你不去了解呢，你了解了那些事情以后呢，就是很难不去说那些事情。
There is a list of bad things that people talk about in our age. They usually abbreviate them to single letters.
因为在我们那个年代呢，就是在有很多那些不好东西，经常呢，他们谈到的时候呢，他们把它缩减到一个字母。
Don't talk about them.
就不要去谈论。
And don't even understand them.
也不要去理解它。
There are a lot of bad things that go on out there, and there are words for them. I don't know the English words, and I don't want to know the English words. You don't need to learn those English words. You learn good English words.
你在世界上有很多坏的事情，那有特别的专门的词。这种英语单词连我都不知道，我也不想去知道那个英语单词什么意思。你们学英语时候呢，也不要去学那些单词什么意思，你们要学一些好的词汇。
It's shameful even to talk about them.
就是提起来也是可耻的。
Verse 13 says, all things are exposed that, sorry, all things that are exposed by are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever makes manifest is light.
第三就是说，凡事受了责备，就被光明显明出来，因为一切都能显明的，就是光。
So you live light. You walk in light, and the people around you will know that the things that they're talking about are darkness. You keep shining the light of Jesus.
因为你要在光中行走，你要呢，就是说是一直在光里。那么说呢，那些周围的人呢，就知道呢，他们是在黑暗里。你要一直保持，让主的光在你身上闪耀。
So the world's doing all kinds of bad things. We don't need to understand what it is. We don't need to learn what it is. We don't need to describe what it is. We rebuke it. We simply say, it's darkness. It's not light.
这个里面呢，就是这个世界呢有很多黑暗东西，我们不需要去了解，我们也不需要去学习，我们也不需要去描述它，我们就说是简单的。
Verse 14 says, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
第十四节说，所以主说， 你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
So the subject of the chapter up to this point is we don't talk about those bad things, and certainly we don't live those bad things.
所以在这个那个这一章到目前为止的这样一个主题呢，我们就是说是不去谈论那些坏的事情。当然呢，我们更不应该活出那些坏的事情。
And it's almost again that one precedes the other.
所以呢，就是同样的，就是其中的一个总是在另一个前面。
If you don't talk about it, you won't learn about it. If you don't learn about it, you won't be tempted to do it.
因为如果你不去谈论这件事情呢，你就不会去了解它。你如果不去了解它呢，你就不会最终呢受诱惑去做它。
It is true. Behavior often follows conversation, not the other way around.
你通常呢，就是说你的行为呢，总是跟从着你的那种谈话的，而不是说反过来的。
Keep talking what is right, and it'll be easier for you to keep living what is right.
所以呢，就是说是一直要保持去谈论好的事情，那么说呢，对你来说呢，就是很容易的活着做好事。
And so verse 15 says, Now see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
第十五节说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
We are to walk in wisdom, not in folly.
我们一直要在智慧里行走，而不是在愚蠢里行走。
We're to walk in holiness, not in sin.
所以呢，我们要在那个圣洁里行走，而不是在罪里行走。
But here the word is used that is circumspectly. I don't know what that is in Chinese, but circumspectly is an interesting word in English.
你在这里所用到的，就是说是像愚昧的人，愚昧的人呢，他这个英文呢，就是说是像那个circumspectly，他不知道这个词到底什么，但是呢，就是说在那个英文在中文里是谨慎行事。
It isn't just that you go from A to B as you're walking through life.
所以在你的人生里行走的时候呢，并不简单的是从 A 走到 B。
There may be several ways to get from A to B.
所以呢，也许呢有好几条路从 A 走到 B。
Think about the implications of which way you choose to go.
所以呢，就是说你要去思考一下，你呢，就是说是选择的不同的方式去走的意义是什么？
And wisdom often evaluates some minor things along the way. We say, I won't go there, there's a bit of a problem. I better go here. Looks like things will be clearer.
所以呢，如果有智慧的话呢，你就会去思考、评判、观察那条路。你说，如果我走那条路呢，可能会有一些麻烦。那么说呢，如果我走这条路呢，可能就简单多了。
Have you noticed that God expects the Christian to? Think about where he's going.
所以你有没有注意到呢？神呢，他想要基督徒呢，他们去思考，他们应该往哪里走。
And he would choose the wisest route to get there.
所以他会选择呢，这是聪明的路走到那里。
Mommy does that when she takes a little child for a walk. She doesn't always make the most direct route because she doesn't want the child to trip or fall or get into the mud or water.
所以这个你妈妈呢，带着孩子走的时候，通常也是会这样。她通常呢，不会选择一条最近的路走到目的地，因为这样呢，她可以避免呢，孩子呢，爱走在泥地里，走在水里。
So the Christian is very careful how he walks, where he walks, because he knows that others are following him. He himself doesn't want to get into a problem, so he walks circumspectly. He thinks, he looks around as he walks.
基督徒呢，他要呢去思考往哪里行走，他要思考怎样去行走，因为呢，他呢知道有些人呢跟从着他，所以他要走到正确的路线，他不想把别人带到偏路上去，所以基督徒走路的时候呢，他要谨慎思考。
How else does the Christian walk?
因为基督徒那要怎样去行走呢？
Well, he walks redeeming the time.
所以呢，他呢就是说是工作的，他行走的时候又要救赎光阴。
Have you noticed that Christians don't usually waste time?
您有没有注意到呢？基督徒呢们呢，通常呢，他们不浪费时间。
The non-Christians often kill time.
就是非基督徒呢，通常呢浪费时间。
They like weekends because they can go and party and they can kill the time in pleasure. But the Christian says, no, we've got to redeem the time.
在这个里面呢，他们呢，就是说是那些非基督徒呢，他们喜欢周末，因为周末的时候呢，他们可以参加一些欢宴，在这个欢宴里面呢，他们通过他们的这样的愉快呢，洒洗时间。但是基督徒呢，就不这样，我们要救赎时间。
That's the principle we read of in Psalm number 90.
所以这就是我们在诗篇90篇里读到的原则。
It says that we have got to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We've only got so many days, don't waste them.
所以呢，就说是我们，那你讲到我们要数算我们的光阴，数算我们的日子，这样呢，我们就可以明智的，就是使用我们的时间。我们呢，不要去浪费时间，我们要珍惜时间。
And the same logic is emphasized at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes.
对，同样的这样一个逻辑呢，出现在那个传道书的后面。
And the truth is, there it says, Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth.
意思就是你在那个年轻的时候呢，你要就是说是去喜乐，喜乐呢让你的内心呢充满了欢乐。当你年轻的时候，
And then the verse goes on and says, You've got time, you can do whatever you want.
你让人就就会说，那你有时间，你想做什么就做什么。
But the verse ends with these powerful words, The Lord will bring into judgment every work with every secret thing. Don't just do things, make sure you'll be judged by it. Redeem the time.
在这个里面呢，就是说是这一节词结尾，这一节经文结尾的时候呢，就是非常有力量的，说主呢将会审判一切呢，就是明着的、暗着的事情。所以呢，你要确保你所做的一切的事情呢，要经得起审判，所以要爱惜光阴。
Okay, and verse 17, as a bit of a conclusion, says, Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
第17节呢，基本上做出了一个结论，说呢，因为这日子邪恶，不要做愚蠢人，要明白主的旨意如何。
How does the Christian live?
那么基督徒呢，怎样去生活呢？
He's careful what he says.
非常小心他说的话，
He's careful what he does.
要非常小心去做什么。
He realizes he's only got a short time to accomplish all the responsibilities of life.
他能意识到呢，他只有很短的时间内去完成呢他的整个人生里的所有的职责。
And so he prays a lot, and he thinks a lot, and he walks according to the plan of God.
因为他大量的祷告呢，他大量的就是说是去计划，他确保呢他是行走在神的计划里面的。
These are the great responsibilities of the Christian life.
也就是我们基督徒人生的那个伟大的职责。
So it all begins in the assembly and it goes out into normal life, and we've got to live normal life to the glory of God.
因为这些所有都是从那个当地教会出去的，都是这些教会的。我们要有一个普通的人生，我们要确保我们这样一个普通的人生呢，那个神带来荣耀。
Now, verse 18 is a very practical instruction on this theme.
因为第18节呢是一个非常有时间性的经文。
And it says, Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
就是说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡的，然后被圣灵充满。
So the Christian is not one who gets drunk. That's not a Christian life.
所以基督徒呢，并不是那些经常喝醉的人，这不是基督徒的人生。
And I've told you that many years ago, I had to decide whether I would take any liquor at all. I read through scripture and said, no, it would be very foolish for me even to touch liquor.
因为我跟大家讲过呢，就是在很多年前呢，我决定呢要不要去喝酒精饮料。那么说呢，这是我读了整个圣经以后呢。 我觉得呢，就是说，对我来说，如果我去喝酒，或者说甚至是碰酒，都是非常愚蠢的。So
consequently, my Christian life has been a whole lot easier because I never had to fight the temptation to take alcohol.
坦率地说，对我来说，我的整个的基督徒的人生呢，就变得容易得多了，因为我永远不要去和那些就是说是酒精的诱惑去争斗。
What is the problem with liquor?
那么的酒精的问题是什么呢？
Well, the answer is when you take a little, you want more.
所以答案是你喝了一点，你还想喝一点。
And so in wine, there is the terrible potential for excess. You want more.
对这个就是说，对那个酒来说，那就是说是一个非常可怕的这样的，就是说是你总想最后呢超出了你能喝的量。
Don't feed, don't encourage an addiction.
所以呢，就是说是这不要呢，就是说去喂养你的那个瘾，也不要呢，就是
It's a simple principle
诱惑。
for all of life. If there's temptation there, don't go near it.
也就是对我们的人生呢，总是这样一个简单的原则：如果那里有诱惑呢，不要走近它。
So, if the other person is going to drink and drink too much, he will waste a lot of time, which is contrary to the truth of verse 16, but he will end up in all kinds of problems as well. Don't go near it.
如果呢，就是说是一个呢，就是一个人喝酒喝的太多，不仅仅浪费很多的时间，他同样呢使人放荡。那么说呢，不要去靠近这个，就是这种事情，这里面。
But what is the opposite or the parallel to too much drink, too much wine? What's the opposite?
那就是说是那么相反，那就是说是不要喝太多的酒。相反，应该怎么做？
The Christian gets to be filled with the Spirit.
基督徒呢要被圣灵充满。
Well, that's a wonderful contrast.
这是一个鲜明的对比。
As the world gets full of liquor, so the Christian can get full of the Spirit of God.
这个世界呢充满了酒精，那么说基督徒们呢要被圣灵充满。
And when the man gets full, the woman gets full of liquor, her behavior changes and it goes from bad to worse.
因为当男人、女人呢，他们喝酒喝太多的时候呢，他们的情况呢，就是从坏变得更坏。When
the Christian gets full of the Spirit of God, his behavior goes from good to better.
因为当基督徒们被圣灵充满的时候呢，他们的行为呢，从好变得更好。That's
wonderful.
这是很奇妙的。How
do you get filled with liquor?
你怎么样呢？就是让那个酒精充满了。
You drink more and more and more.
你多喝。
How do you get filled with the Spirit?
那么你怎样让圣灵充满呢？
Same way, you drink more and more and more.
同样的方式，你多喝。
You read your Bible more.
你呢，就是多读圣经。
You talk about the things of God more.
你多谈神的事情。
You do the work of God more.
你多做神的工。
And you're filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's pretty simple.
你就会让圣灵充满。哈利路亚，这个非常简单。
So how would you do that?
那你怎样做得到呢？
Well, verse 19 says, this is what you do. You're speaking. Here's the we're this we're on conversation again.
这个第十九节说，这是你应该做的，你要去说话。我们再次回到了交谈这一个。
Verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
日野节说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Keep on talking about the Lord.
要一直谈论主。
Talk about the psalms. Talk about hymns, talk about spiritual songs, singing, make melody in your heart to the Lord. Fill your life, fill your vocabulary with the things of the Lord. Keep on talking, singing, praising the Lord.
应该用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，一直要谈论主，要让你的词汇里面充满的主，然后呢，就是颂赞，尤其歌唱赞美主。
Now you probably noticed most people don't do that.
可能注意到呢，大多数人呢，他们不这样做。
Most Christians don't do that.
大多数基督徒们呢，也不这样做。
But you and I are to do it more and more and more.
但你我呢，要更多、更多、更多这样去做。
I've got a friend who lives about 5,000 kilometers away from me in the United States.
所以我认识一个朋友呢，他呢就是住在那个美国呢，就是大概5000英里之外。
I see him probably once every 15 or 20 years.
所以我呢，就是大概呢每15到20年见他一次。
He's a good friend, but we were friendly 60 years ago, and that's a long time ago.
他是一个好的朋友，我们呢成为朋友呢，大概呢60多年之前，这是一个很长的时间。
He said to me one day, you know, when we get together, he said, we usually end up talking about the Lord Jesus.
因为他呢，就是经常呢，我们经常交谈。他说呢，通常我们谈话的过程中呢，我们就会，他最终要谈到主耶稣。
And then he said to me, you know, I've got lots of other friends. We don't always talk about the Lord Jesus. When I'm with you, we always talk about the Lord Jesus, but not always with my other Christian friends.
但是呢，你知道吗？我有很多其他的朋友，也是基督徒朋友，但是我们并不经常谈论主耶稣基督。但是我和你在一起的时候呢，每次呢，我们都要谈论主耶稣基督。
Keep on taking advantage of whatever situation you're in order to talk about the Lord Jesus. That's what the Christian life is all about.
因为你要利用一切机会，不管你在什么情况下呢，都要谈论主耶稣基督，这就是所有的基督徒人生的全部。Now
it's interesting, verse 19. There are three things that we're to be doing.
非常有意思，在第十九节里面有三件事情要去做。Number
one, we're to be speaking to one another.
一个呢，我们要彼此对说。
So when you open your mouth, that's what's supposed to come out.
当你张嘴说话的时候，这就应该是说出来的话。But
the other thing is, where to be the second half of the verse, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
另外一件事情，在第十九节的时候呢，口唱心和的赞美主。So
when you're speaking to people, you talk to them and you speak to them about praising the Lord, and you're often quoting other hymns, psalms, spiritual songs.
因为当你跟人们说话的时候呢，通常呢，你要说那些赞美主的话，赞美主的话，通常呢，你会引用一些赞美诗里面的那样赞美诗去讲。
How do you get to the point where your mouth is full of those things?
你怎么达到那个点？你的嘴里充满了这样的事情呢？
Answer, you let your heart be full of those things.
答案是让你的心里充满了这样的一些事情。
If you're singing and giving thanks to the Lord in your heart, do you think your mouth is probably going to utter that when you open it?
如果在你心里，就是你是歌唱赞美主，你认为当你张开嘴说话的时候呢，它会发出声音来吗？
But if you're complaining and miserable in your heart, do you think when you open your mouth, you're going to be praising the Lord?
因为但是呢，如果你一直在抱怨，你的内心呢充满了痛苦，那么说，当你张开嘴的时候，那你认为你会赞美主吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是的。
So the question is, what do you do to make it easy for yourself to follow the Lord?
所以当然，就是问题是呢，你做什么事情可以让你很容易的就跟从主了？
Well, if you live it in your heart, it's going to bubble out.
因为如果你在里面呢，在你内心里呢，去做一些事情，它就会冲出来。
But if you don't live it in your heart, it won't bubble out.
因为如果你在你内心里并没有，就是说是没有活出来，没有内心里没有，它不会爆发出来。
That's the issue.
这些是一些问题。
What are you going to do in your heart?
在你内心里，你应该做什么？
So I guess I marvel at these verses. They're so Christ-centered and they are so practical.
所以呢，我感到这些经文呢非常惊奇呢，他们都是以基督为中心，是极度具有实践性的。
So what do we do in our hearts, verse 20?
因为在我们内心，我们应该做什么？第20节。
Giving thanks always. That's a marvelous principle of life. Giving thanks always.
所以凡事要谢恩，这就是一个非常奇妙的东西。凡事谢恩。
Giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名呢，常常感谢父神。
I guess the theme is what are you talking about? What are you thinking about? How do you get along in the Christian life? And the answer is you keep filling yourself with the good things of God, talking to yourself about the good things of God, and talking to others the same. The blessing of God will be there. And back to verse number 18 now. That's how you're filled with the Spirit. Keep on filling your life with the Spirit of God.
也就是在你基督徒的人生里，那你要一直的，就是说是保持了充满的你的人生呢，对神呢，在你的人生里所做的善功的感谢，也要对神在其他的人的人生里做的善功的感谢，也要感谢呢，神在一切的里面的，就是说你嘴里要充满这样谢恩的话，就回到第18节，你的话呢，你就会被圣灵充满。
All right, well, that's maybe a good place for us to leave it this evening. The Lord has been gracious to us, and these are encouraging verses. We just say, Lord, I want my mouth to continue to say good things about Jesus.
这个里面就是应该是一个好的地方来停下来。今天呢，就是主呢对我们满是恩典。那么说呢，我们要就是说是要确保我们自己呢，我们嘴里呢的充满了一切的，就是这样的一些好事情。我们一直呢，我们的嘴呢一直要感谢我们的主。
So let's pray and ask the Lord to watch over us tonight. Thank you all for being with us.
因为我们要来祷告，感谢主今天晚上的看顾我们，也感谢大家今天来加入我们。Lord,
we want to thank you that you have brought us into this wonderful relationship with yourself.
最主要，我们也感谢您呢，您把我们带来和您有这样的一个奇妙的关系。
And we pray, Lord, that we will not just make a knowledge, an acknowledgement of it in our heads. We pray, Lord, that we might live this wonderful relationship with Jesus.
所以主要我们这个祷告，我们仅仅是在我们大脑里有这样的奇妙的这样的一个关系。我们呢，就是说也祷告，我们要活出一个和主耶稣基督有这样的神秘关系、奇妙关系的。
Help us, Lord, to live it in the assembly.
所以主要求您帮助我们在当地教会里生活。
Help us, Lord, to speak it in our mouths.
所以求您帮助我们，让我们的嘴也说出来。
And then to live it to all around.
现在，然后活出我们周围的，向他们活出来。
So we give thanks.
所以，我们现在向上感恩。
And we pray, Lord, for each one who's here tonight.
记住啊，我们对今天晚上在这里的每一个人祷告。
And we pray for others, Lord. Many are often with us and not here tonight. We pray that you will encourage each one.
我们有。也通常呢，来加入我们，但是今天呢，求没有来的人呢，我们也祷告，您会去鼓励每一个人。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Thank you all. The Lord bless you. Give you a good day.